I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Norfolk, Virginia has two things working against it. One is that the city is located right on Chesapeake Bay and sea levels are rising. On top of that, Norfolk is slowly sinking. That's why the city's called in some global experts when it comes to living with water, the Dutch. From the World's Environment Desk, Carolyn Beeler has a second part of our series on rising seas.
Cheryl Sumner grew up along the water in Norfolk. About 15 years ago, she moved back to her childhood home to raise her kids.
It was wonderful that my kids were able to have the same upbringing that I had.
Sumner's stately brick house in the Chesterfield Heights neighborhood is across the street from the Elizabeth River, which is one of many inlets from the nearby Chesapeake Bay. And there's a narrow riverfront park that was perfect for kids.
They did not spend time in the house on their PlayStations. They were outside playing football. They used to go out and try to catch some crabs and whatever.
But
the downside is that when we have a heavy rain event, we flood.
Water surges in from the river and backs up storm sewers so the streets can't drain. There are only two roads out of the neighborhood, and sometimes one of them is impassable.
See where that car is right now? Flood's there. And it gets problematic because we're just at the mercy of the flooding. Sometimes you can't get in, you can't get out.
Lots of Norfolk floods like this, says Deputy City Manager Ron Williams.
Well, we're in the tidewater region of coastal Virginia. We sit in a very flat area, not very high above sea level.
Much of the city was built on swamps and streams. The land has been slowly sinking for thousands of years. And now water is also rising as climate change affects sea levels. Between the two factors, relative sea level here could rise as much as 6 feet by the end of the century. And on top of that, Williams says the storms that cause flooding are happening more often.
We saw in the 2000s more major coastal storms such as a nor'easter and hurricanes in that one decade than we had seen in the previous four decades.
Williams says the situation is only going to get worse. So Norfolk has turned to the world's experts for help. The Dutch have fought the seas for centuries, and their expertise is now in high demand. Here in the U.S., they've worked with New Orleans after Katrina and New York after Sandy. They came to Norfolk last summer, and they brought their new approach.
Just as in New Orleans, we showed them they didn't need to fight the water. They needed to find ways to bring it in.
That's Dale Morris at the Dutch Embassy in Washington. He says this new living with water approach is also a big change for the Dutch themselves. Until about 30 years ago, they thought about water the way a lot of U.S. cities still do.
You build big infrastructure to stop the water.
But Morris says climate change is bringing a new reality.
What happens with sea level rise or with more extreme precipitation is you can't build your infrastructure high enough or strong enough in a cost-efficient way. So you need to do something else. And one of the ways you do that is by bringing the water in, embracing the water as opposed to fighting it.
A week-long Dutch dialogue workshop brought local and Dutch experts together last summer in Norfolk to design new ways to deal with water. The city walked away with general inspiration, but also blueprints for specific neighborhoods. One was for Cheryl Sumner's Chesterfield Heights neighborhood.
This was the part that excited the Dutch the most, I think.
Architecture professor Mason Andrews points to what will be a new hybrid flood control project. A main road will be raised up on a new dike. It'll block storm surges from the bay and allow rainwater to spread out into a marsh to prevent flooding. At other times, though, tide gates will allow for the normal ebb and flow of water. Andrews and her students at Hampton University developed plans that were incorporated into Norfolk's Dutch dialogues.
In our work in school, we've come to think of every project as having two components. One is barriers to stormwater, and the other is sponges, all of those many kinds of things we can think of to do that will store water until the weather event has moved on.
The sponges in this neighborhood plan include marshes, rain gardens, and pavement that allows water to soak into the ground instead of running off. The barriers include a berm along the shore in front of Cheryl Sumner's house, where it already floods sometimes. That, too, though, has a Dutch twist. It'll have a walking path and marsh plants that will be able to migrate up the shore as water levels rise. Sumner says she's happy that this new nature-based approach doesn't include a big concrete wall along the river.
If you build a wall right there in itself, you then kind of cut off your intimate relationship with the water. You're not going to be to get as close to the water. I like the way we're headed now.
The federal government has also endorsed this approach. Earlier this year, Virginia won a big federal grant, and almost all of it will be spent on adaptation in Chesterfield Heights and surrounding neighborhoods. For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Norfolk, Virginia.
Tomorrow we'll hear the downside of this living with water approach from Dutch residents who gave up their homes to make way for a river. You can check out our entire series on sea level rise online at pri.org/risingseas. And we've got an interactive map there you'll want to check out. Just type in your address and see how rising sea levels might affect you and your home in the coming years.